From Washington, this is VOA News. Somali militants kill four people in a raid on an African Union base in Somalia's capital. And the father of a Jordanian pilot captured by the Islamic State makes an appeal to the militants. I'm Michael Lippin. The African Union mission in Somalia says al-Shabaab militants have attacked an AU peacekeeping base on the edge of Mogadishu's international airport, killing four people. The AU mission, known as AMISOM, said in a statement that al-Shabaab fighters, some dressed in Somali National Army uniforms, raided the compound at around midday on Thursday. It said a battle ensued, killing three AU soldiers, a civilian contractor, and five of the attackers. Another three al-Shabaab militants were captured. AMISOM said it later regained control. Al-Shabaab said its fighters targeted a Christmas party at the base. The UN representative to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, condemned the attack. The father of a Jordanian fighter pilot captured by Islamic State militants in Syria is pleading with a rebel group for his son's safe return. The father urged the militant group to treat Jordanian First Lieutenant Muath al-Qasa Esbeh as a guest, adding that we are all Muslims. Islamic State militants captured the pilot on Wednesday after his F-16 fighter jet crashed near the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in northern Syria. He had been flying the jet as part of a U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider Abadi and his Turkish counterpart Ahmed Davutoglu have agreed to expand cooperation in combating the militants. After meeting in the Turkish capital Ankara on Thursday, Mr. Abadi said Iraq and Turkey will collaborate on intelligence, weapons, and training. You're listening to VOA News. People around the world have been celebrating Christmas, one of the holiest days of the year for Christians who commemorate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. Pope Francis gave his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square. In his address, he denounced attacks on Christians and other minorities by Islamic State militants who seized large parts of Syria and Iraq this year.
A lui, Salvatore del mondo.
He said, I ask the Savior of the world to look upon our brothers and sisters in Iraq and Syria, who for too long now have suffered the effects of ongoing conflict, and who are among several ethnic and religious groups suffering a brutal repression. The Pope also called for peace in other conflict zones, such as Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic. Israeli authorities say suspected Palestinian militants threw a firebomb at an Israeli car in the West Bank on Thursday, severely wounding an 11-year-old girl. The incident happened as an Israeli father and his daughter were driving to their home in a Jewish settlement in the occupied territory. The father said a firebomb hit his vehicle, engulfing it in flames. He escaped with light wounds, but his daughter suffered life-threatening burns over 50% of her body. She was sent to an Israeli hospital where doctors were trying to save her. Palestinians have carried out a series of shootings, stabbings, and vehicle hit-and-run attacks on Israeli civilians and security personnel in recent months. A new round of peace talks between the Ukrainian government and pro-Russian separatists has failed to produce any breakthroughs to end the 8-month conflict in eastern Ukraine. Separatist leaders were quoted on Thursday as saying the only tangible result of the talks in Belarus this week was an agreement on the terms of a prisoner exchange of about 400 fighters. The negotiations also involved Russian officials and mediators from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. American comedy film The Interview debuted in U.S. theaters on Thursday, a week after its producer, Sony Pictures, initially suspended its U.S. release due to threats of violence from cyber hackers opposed to the film. One of the movie's co-stars, Seth Rogen, and co-director Evan Goldberg appeared at a midnight screening of the movie in Los Angeles and thanked fans for their support. The Interview is about two journalists recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea has condemned the movie. The manager of a U.S. theater that screened the film in the northeastern state of New York said everyone coming to see it is supporting freedom of expression. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.